Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come to today, part 32 of God's Love, a wonderful, iconic series of talks on God's love, how He loves us, what He thinks of us, why He prays for us, why the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Turn with me to John, the 13th chapter, and we're going to go from verse 3. It says this: Jesus knew the Father had given Him authority over everything, and that He had come from God and would return to God. So He got up from the table, took off His robe, wrapped a towel round His waist, and poured water into a basin. Then He began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel He had around Him. That's what I want to talk to you about, but I want to continue just a little bit further. Verse 6 says, when Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to Him, Lord, are You going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will. No, Peter protested, you will never ever wash my feet. Jesus replied, unless I wash you, you won't belong to Me. Do you know the first thing I notice about this wonderful passage of Scripture? And it is a truly magnificent passage of Scripture here. Jesus says that He knew the Father had given Him authority over everything. He knew the Father had given Him authority over everything. He knew it. He didn't need to prove it. He didn't need to be voted in from a council. He didn't need to go to a church meeting and wait for them to say that. He already knew. And that's what mattered to Him. The fact that He had all authority, and it was given to Him by Almighty God. And that He would come from God and would return to God. Those are the things that Jesus knew before He set about to wash the feet of His disciples. Now, what you need to know, in those sort of times, in first century AD, when people went to eat, they washed. That's what they did. They washed their hands. And quite often they washed their feet as well, because they were living in an area where there was so much sand, so much dust, that they needed to be clean when they were going to have a meal. And for someone to wash your feet, they would have been a servant. So if you were really rich, you could call your servant and say, right, well, I need my feet washing now, and their feet would be washed. So these disciples are sitting around the table, and suddenly Jesus gets up. He took off His robe and wrapped a towel around His waist. Can you imagine the scene? Imagine that picture. Your Lord Jesus Christ taking off His robe and putting a towel around His waist. And then He approaches you. And He begins to wash your feet, just like a servant would. But Jesus was no servant. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I sense this today as I'm speaking to you. Jesus wants to come to you. As you pictured that scene, He wants to come to you, and He wants to wash your feet. Are you going to do like Peter did and say, "No, Lord, you're never going to wash my feet"? And Jesus' reply to Peter was simply this: if I can't wash your feet, then you're not part of me. If I cannot wash your feet today, says the Lord Jesus Christ to you, then you cannot be a part of me. Are you going to allow me to wash your feet? Beloved, picture that scene. Picture that scene now. What would your response be? What would your response be right now? As you sit there at the dinner table, and Jesus is saying to you, "I want to wash your feet." What would your response be? Well, I believe the Lord is saying to you today, to you, directly to you, if you're listening to me now, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying this to you today. Are you going to let me wash all of you? I want to wash all of you. I don't want to leave any part out. I want to wash you. I want to bathe you in my blood, says the Lord Jesus. Will you let me do that? Will you let me wash you completely clean? And to be washed clean is really kind of important. Let me tell you why. Because when you want the Lord to wash you clean, there can be nothing left out. There can be no part of you, no part of your thought process, no part of your passion process, no part of any of you, because the Lord wants to wash your heart clean, as well as your soul, and as well as your mind, and as well as your body. He wants to wash your heart clean today. Are you going to say yes to that? Because when you say yes, it's a dangerous prayer. Let me explain why. Because if you've asked Him to do that, that is exactly what He's going to do. It's no good just glibly saying, "Yes, Lord, I want you to wash my heart. I want you to wash my heart, Lord. I want you to expose everything in my life." There are stuff there that you don't want exposed, maybe. But the Lord will expose it. He will say, "You need to sort this out. You need to sort that out. You need to sort that out. And then I can wash you clean by the blood of the Lamb." Are you prepared to say yes to Him today to do that? Are you prepared to say those words, "Yes, Lord, clean me"? I'm going to give you an opportunity now just to say those words, "Yes, Lord, clean me." If you want to say it now. Hallelujah. Right now, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray with me in a way you've never prayed before. Heavenly Father, say those words. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for what you have done in my life already. Thank you for what you are going to do in the future. Today, Lord, I commit myself totally and completely to you. And I give you permission to wash me from head to foot, to wash my mind, my soul, my heart, and my body, to wash me clean, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you all the glory and all the power and all the praise that is due your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. If you have done that, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I have been washed by the Lamb. That's all you've got to say. I have been washed by the Lamb.